With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel says it has two main objectives in Gaza: destroy Hamas and rescue some 230 hostages being held by the terrorists. Beginning Friday night, Israel ramped up ground operations and airstrikes in Gaza, saying it was targeting tunnel infrastructure used by Hamas. Meanwhile, President Biden says there must be a, quote, path toward peace once the Israel-Hamas crisis is ended.
Even as Israel responds to the brutal October 7 Hamas attacks, President Biden is looking long-term and expressing hope for a two-state solution with independent states for the Israelis and Palestinians.
I know it's a lofty goal, and it's taken a lot of people a long time to try to get there, and we haven't gotten there. But he's not stopped working towards that goal.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby acknowledges the goal is not new and is a difficult one, but he says the hope is that it's not impossible. Greg Clugston, The White House.
More bad news about the economy.
About 2 in 3 Americans say their household expenses have risen over the last year, but only about 1 in 4 say their incomes increased in the same period. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Households are finding expenses outpacing earnings, with many expressing concern about their financial futures. About half say they currently have credit card debt, 4 in 10 are dealing with auto loans, and about 1 in 4 have medical debt. Just 15% say their savings have increased over the last year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Jeep maker Stellantis has reached a tentative contract agreement with the United Auto Workers. It happened yesterday as it escalates strikes against GM by adding a plant in Tennessee. And trade and economy officials from the group of 7 wealthy democracies have strengthened their pledge to work together to ensure smooth supply chains for essentials. They made that announcement today. This is SRN News. With Election Day around the corner and a presidential vote just a year away, activists are trying to get believers to the polls.
Truly, there's not much difference between people that call themselves born-again Christians and the general public when it comes to our voting patterns. Many of the church is not still registered to vote. Many of them are still not showing up.
Bunny Pounds is president of Christians Engaged.
We need to take the church past just thinking about presidential elections. Primaries are where the decisions are really made in many of the congressional districts. Our local elections and our school boards are so important. And frankly, we've just got elections happening all the time, special elections that could decide a court or decide a community's involvement.
Pounds is helping organize a Christian voter conference called Wake Up 2023 outside Dallas, November 3rd and 4th. It features a number of pastors and politicians. This is SRN News. Author Salman Rushdie might take the stand against the man accused of repeatedly stabbing him.
Chautauqua County District Attorney Jason Schmidt says Rushdie is on the witness list for the trial of 25-year-old Hadi Matar. A judge on Friday scheduled the trial to begin January 8th. Matar has pleaded not guilty to charges of assault and attempted murder. He's accused of rushing the stage at the Chautauqua Institution in New York, where Rushdie was about to speak in August 2022, and stabbing him more than a dozen times. A fatwa had been issued for Rushdie's death by the Ayatollah Khomeini. Keith Peters reporting.
It makes you fat, it's bad for your teeth, and now it costs too much. For the second year in a row, U.S. shoppers are seeing double-digit inflation in the candy aisle. Candy and gum prices up an average of 13% in October. That's on top of a 14% increase in October of last year. This is SRN News.